You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Power with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. We shall rejoice. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 113 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. And this day, in this hour of power, and in this month, God has us focused on a place of releasing a praise unto him, and we are coming into alignment, and we are setting ourselves in obedience with praising the Lord God. Hallelujah. Welcome to this hour of power, where God is the power, the infinite power, the all-sufficient power, the power of powers, the unlimited power. Oh Lord, the power whereby his miracles and signs and wonders happen. We thank you, Heavenly Father. I am Mika, and you are blessed. And we are worshiping the Lord God in spirit and in truth. We are praising him. Release a praise right now. We praise you, Lord. Psalm 150, we praise you, Lord. We praise God in his sanctuary. We praise him in the firmament of his power. Hallelujah. We praise him for his mighty acts. We praise him according to his excellent greatness. We praise him. We praise you, God. We praise you for your presence in our life. We praise you. Hallelujah. Let the vehicle that we are in be your sanctuary. Let the home that we reside in be your sanctuary. Let us, as we move to and fro, be your sanctuary, that we are releasing a praise unto you. God, we thank you for your presence in our life today. We thank you and we praise you for your presence in our life right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for your activity. We thank you, O God, for your presence. We exalt you right now, O God. We bless your name right now, O God. We send praises unto you. We give you the fruit of our lips. The sacrifice of our lips is praise. We present ourselves a living sacrifice unto you, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. And yes, we praise. Our service unto you is to praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We thank you for renewing our minds to the point of praise. We thank you, O God, for restoring our souls to the point of praise. O God, we thank you that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Well, God, we ask that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit, that out of that our mouth is speaking praise, because our heart is filled with praise. Our heart is filled with trust. Our heart is filled with faith. Our heart, Yeba, is fixed on you. Our eyes is fixed on you. Our mind is fixed on you. Lord God, we are fixed on you. Cleaved to you, Yabasaya, adhering to you. Relying on you. This is why I can praise. I'm reliant on you, dependent on you. And I recognize and want to point out that place of depending on God, relying on God, leaning on God. Hallelujah. It feels to our natural self, it feels sketchy. It feels unsafe. It feels unstable. Hallelujah. Let us recognize and bring that under subjection. Allow that we allow that. We starve that. We choose to ignore that. That's what comes with as we practice this place of relying on, depending on, resting in. Yes, our flesh, our carnal, just parts of us will be able to recognize that this doesn't feel, it doesn't feel safe. It doesn't feel like this is the right move. It doesn't feel like this makes sense. Oh, yes. Instead of spending time in processing and trying to understand, we are releasing a praise in that place. We're releasing a praise today in the places of where we don't understand. We're releasing a praise, Lord God, in getting understanding by way of our praise. Trusting you to bring understanding as we praise. Oh God, we are standing in those places where needing you to provide. Hallelujah. Needing provision. Oh God, we stand in those places in an act of faith that you are providing because you are Jehovah Jireh. We're releasing a praise. I'm releasing a praise to you, oh God, in the places, oh God, where there is no peace. And I'm looking to you and trusting you for peace, for you give us a peace not like the world's peace. And you are the Prince of Peace. And you are our Jehovah Shalom. And we invite you in and we need you desperately. We release a praise. A praise, Rebasaya. We release a praise in that place, oh God. We release a praise until the peace comes. We want to wait for the peace to come and then release a praise. Shaya! But can we release a praise and see the peace come? Can we release a praise and see the provider come? Can we release a praise and see his presence overtake us and come into his presence? Can we release a praise when it doesn't make sense? Can we release a praise when it doesn't feel good? Can we release a praise? Hallelujah. Bayeraboso. Can we release a praise unto God? Oh, Lord, can we release a praise believing his report? Can we, our praise is saying, Lord, I believe your report. Today, That takes us to where what God has been speaking to me this morning. Oh, yes. You see, sometimes God will wait right to like the hour or two before coming into his hour of power, before we gather together in his hour of power. God, we thank you for your presence. I just need to pause because I'm reminded that when two or more of us are gathered together in his name, there he is in there I am, saith the scripture, in the midst. And so we thank you that we are not in this place by ourselves. We are not in this place because it's just human good idea. But God has drawn us to this hour of power, to his power, to his power. He is the power. And as God was leading me in the time coming up into his time of power, I heard in my spirit, whose report shall we believe? Whose report shall you believe? And then he led me to Isaiah 53:1. The Amplified reads, who has believed, confidently trusted in, relied on, and adhered to our message of salvation? And to whom, if not us, hallelujah, Yeraboso, Rebasa Katiri Bigio. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whose report shall we believe? Isaiah 53:1 says, who has believed, confidently trusted in, relied on, and adhered to our message of salvation? And to whom, if not us, has the arm and the infinite power, somebody say power, of the Lord has been revealed? Will we believe God's message of redemption? Will we believe God's message, God's report of salvation? Will we believe God's message, God's report of restoration? Whose report shall we believe? As we praise today, the question is, will we believe God's report of faith? Will we believe God's report, hallelujah, God's report of provision? Will we believe God's report of healing? Will we believe God's report of good news? Will we believe God's report of turnaround? God, we praise you. Oh Lord, I can only speak for me in this one section. I will praise you until I believe. Hallelujah. I will praise you until my faith, hallelujah, is aligned. I will praise you until I partner. Oh, I will praise you until I don't need it to make sense. Oh God, we will praise you until we get understanding. Oh God, we will praise you into the wisdom. Oh God, we will praise you. Hallelujah. Rebasa, for you are on the throne. Hallelujah. And you are the only living God. And you still do miracles, signs, and wonders. And you are able. And nothing is too hard for you, oh God. We believe. Hallelujah. Help us with our unbelief. Oh God, Rebasaya. We believe. We will praise you until the power, until the stronghold of doubt is weakened. We will praise you until fear has no more grip on us. For you did not give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us power, and you gave us love, and you gave us a sound mind. And so we thank you for, ooh, there we go again, power, power, power. You gave us power. Hallelujah. Rebasa. You gave us power to praise you. Hallelujah. You gave us power to believe. You gave us power to remain steadfast. You gave us power to abide in you. You gave us power. Hallelujah. Rabasaya. To tread up. Oh, Jesus. To tread upon serpents and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall hurt us. You gave us power. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Now whose report? Whose report shall ye believe? Oh, Yerabasa, shall we believe the report of time? You see, when we've been waiting in a place for a long time, time starts to have a report. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, Yerabasa, the prophetic question today is, whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of time? Will you believe the report of sight? Will you believe the report of human reasoning? Will you believe the report of logic? Or will we believe the report of the divine? Hallelujah. Will we believe the report of the one who sits high and looks low? Will we believe the report of the creator of heaven and earth? Will we believe the report of maker of man? Oh, Aisha! We will believe the report, Kiaraboso, of the one who Kia can turn it around in 12 hours, within 12 hours, who can turn it around within 24 hours, who can turn it around within a week, who can turn it around within 30 days, who can turn it around within 60 days. Oh God, we believe your report. You are able to turn it around. You are able, oh God, to do a yabasaya exceeding abundantly above all. No, here go that word again, power. You are able, Ephesians 3:20. Oh, Lord. You are able to do exceeding, somebody say exceeding, abundantly, somebody say abundantly. Ah, Yerobosa. Woo, Jesus, exceeding, let's get it, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. There's a power working in us. There's a power working in us. There's a power working in you. The same power. Come on, Holy Spirit, I hear you. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Yes, God. Is working in you. The same power. Jesus, I gotta calm down. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the power that's working in us. Oh, welcome to the hour of power, where we gotta be connected and plugged in with the power of powers. Let that power be at work in us, oh God. Let us not grieve the power of the Holy Spirit, but let the power of the Holy Spirit be at work. May we be flexible and acceptable and pliable and malleable, oh, to the working of the power in us. We praise today and activate that that power is working. Increase the working of that power. Increase the power that's working in us. Increase the power. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Increase the power. Increase the power that we are encouraged. Increase the power. Oh, God. Rebasia taya. That we are strengthened. Increase the power that we are renewed. Increase the power. Hallelujah, Basaya. Oh, Lord God, increase the power. We thank you that you are able to do. Oh, let's get back on the report. Whose report? Whose report has not just will you believe and will we believe, but the Holy Spirit wants us to stop and ask, whose report are you believing? Whose report have you believed and adhered to? Whose report right now are you relying on? Whose report are you listening to? Are we listening to the report and have adhered to and settled in the report of human sight of what it looks like right now? Have we settled into a place of believing the report of man? Have we accepted the report and bought in to the report of the condition? Have we bought in and settled and accepted and believed the report of the lie? Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because I hear the Lord saying, have we believed? Have we bought into the belief system of what we've been through? Because I hear the Lord saying, have we bought into the report of our of past? Past has a report. Oh, because I hear the Lord saying, not only whose report shall we believe, but I hear the Lord saying that my people have bought into and are believing the wrong report, the evil report, the lying report, the report that he's able to that doesn't align with faith. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, help us. I hear the Lord saying that we have bought in and are believing the report of pride. We are believing the report of unforgiveness. We have bought into and believing the report of the report that comes from us walking by sight and not by faith, walking by the carnal of the thing, walking by the flesh of the thing, walking by what it feels like when there will be a time where faith directly contradicts feelings, and feelings can directly contradict faith, and they can be opposing. We have now bought into the report of the opposer, the opponent. We are fighting the good fight of faith. In fighting the good fight of faith, we have an opponent, Yerabasa, that we are overcoming. Oh God, as we praise you today, cause us to rise higher in you, with you. Hallelujah. Lord God, with the reports that we have believed in and bought into and accepted as truth, and they are not truth, but it is a lie. Hallelujah. We tear it down now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bring it into obedience of Christ Jesus. We take it and the thoughts that come with it captive and bring it into the obedience of Christ Jesus. And now you know what we do? We release a praise. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We praise you right here in this place, because I can't spend too much mind on it if my mind ain't in the mind of Christ. So I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you and invite you into this and ask for the thoughts. Give me the thoughts to think, oh God. Oh Lord, we declare and decree from this praise place. Oh, look it. Praise is giving me instruction in a way. Praise is now say declare and decree. I declare and decree that I have the mind of Christ. We declare and decree that we have the mind of Christ. We declare and decree. See, listen. We started praising, and now praise, the voice of praise unto God is giving instruction and giving perspective. Oh, we declare and decree. The Bible says in the book of Job 22 and 28, I believe, hallelujah. I know it's in Job. It says, decree a thing and it will be established unto us. Oh, we declare and decree, oh God, that we are more than conquerors. Oh, we declare and decree, oh God, that we are believing your report. I'm believing God's report. I even if I still don't feel it, even I'm setting my mind in the place of I'm believing God's report, and I allow that to lead us. Allow the truth of I'm believing God's report to lead me into the place where I'm fully believing. See, we do things backwards. We do things of wanting to feel it, see it, touch it, and then speak it. No, I'm speaking it and seeing everything else come into alignment with that which I speak. For life and death is in the power of our tongue. We speak what God speaks. God spoke and then there was. God spoke and then there was. And so we speak that we're believing your report. We speak that we are healed. We speak that it is turning around for our good. We speak that you are providing. We speak that you are making a way. We speak, hallelujah, and declare and decree that you are remembering us. We speak, hallelujah, Rabasaya, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Oh God, we release a praise unto you. Whose report? Hallelujah. As we praise God. Lord, let us believe your report. Some of us, I hear. Some of us are saying, well, I don't even know what God's report is. Oh, I believe that as we are in a place of praising him, as we are in a place of seeking him through our praise, pressing into him, the report will come. Oh, Yarabasa, the report will rest on our inward. And the report will rest on our heart. The report will rest. The good report of God, the good news of God, will rest on our minds. And may we grab hold of it. May we grab hold of it as it comes. And Lord God, we recognize the sensitivity and the fragility, the fragileness in this place, that holding on to your still small voice when the winds and the waves are still winding and waving, when the storm is still storming, I'm holding on to your still small voice. I'm releasing a praise unto that place of that little fire that's been kindled. And I want to see that fire, the fire of God, the consuming fire of God, to grow and consume the chaff in my life, and consume the chaff in our thoughts, in our mind, and consume the chaff that is purifying and refining, and we're coming out pure gold. Oh Lord, we thank you for your presence. Oh Lord, we thank you for your presence right now, for we need your presence. Oh God, we need your presence. We need your presence in our home. We need your presence in our family. We need your presence in our relationships. And I thank you that your presence is in the relationships that you have joined together. We need your presence, oh God. And let us be sensitive to the space of when your presence, your grace has lifted a place and has lifted from, and you're saying, I'm not at that address of relationship. And I'm not at that. Let us be sensitive and move with the grace. Move in the presence. Oh, Lord. See, something about this time of praise that God has us in, it's making us more sensitive to his presence. It's making us more hungry for his presence. Ah, yakarabasa, that we can lead with a praise that it doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to register on our feelings as, oh yeah, this is appropriate. Matter of fact, let's get inappropriate. Matter of fact, let's get radical. Matter of fact, let's get foolish for the Lord. Hey, lebasa. Well, one of the Hebrew words for praise is halal. H-A-L-A-L. It is the root. It is the root word for hallelujah. Ah, karabosa. Hallelujah, meaning the highest praise. The highest praise to God. Yah being God. Listen, halal means to boast, rave, shine, or celebrate. Hallelujah. It implies an exuberant, clamorous, or foolish looking joy. Woo! Jesus, let's get foolish. Let's look foolish for God. Let me release a praise unto God that it is foolish. We even recognize that standing in the midst of this report that was bad, this report that was unfortunate, this report that was undesirable, this report that's unlikely, this report that's unjust, I'm going to look foolish and praise my God. Hallelujah. Rebasa. We didn't look foolish for other people. We didn't look foolish for things. We done been foolish. How about we step into the foolish looking place of releasing a joy and saying, God, I invite you in. God, move. God, have your way. God, speak. God, yabasaya, by your outstretched arm. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by your outstretched arm. Remember we read in Isaiah 53, did I even get to the point where it says, and to whom, part B of Isaiah 53, 1, and to whom, if not us, has the arm, the infinite power of the Lord been revealed. We see the arm, the infinite power of the Lord. It was revealed to the children of Israel in Egypt. Oh, kaye basa, nera basa. When Pharaoh had them bound, when Pharaoh had them enslaved, when Pharaoh increased the hardship of their task. Oh, when God was in that place, God was in that place, and their condition with Pharaoh was getting worse. And whose report shall we believe? Mm-hmm. Moses was releasing a report from God to the children of Israel, still in Egypt, that they will be leaving that land, the land of bondage, the land of slavery, the land of oppression, the land of being shackled, the land of, oh Jesus, burden, and to go to a land flowing with milk and honey. Oh, but when the report, Kiara Basa, of God came, the report of what they were seeing was directly opposite, was contradictory. Whose report will you believe? Notice the nature of God. God will speak life. God will speak blessing when we don't see life, when we don't see blessing. God will speak a prosperity of how he's prospering us. God will speak healing when it's the direct opposite that we're dealing with, or even it's seemingly gotten worse. He releases the word as a way of encouraging, say, this is not ending. This is not how it will end. He released a report of freedom when they were still in bondage. He released a report of promised land when they were still in borrowed land. Karabosa. He released a report. Whose report shall we believe? And it is by his outstretched arm. In Deuteronomy, in 26:8, is just one of the places where scripture informs us. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand and powerful arm, with overwhelming terror and with miracles, signs, and wonders. Yes, as we praise God today, by his outstretched arm. Oh, Lord, by his strong hand and by his powerful arm. Some of us were wondering, how is this going to happen? By his strong hand and his powerful arm. Ah, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. When? I hear some people say when? At his appointed time. At his perfect. In that timing, I hear the Lord saying that there's a kairos. There's a suddenly that can rush in and overtake us. It wasn't time chronologically, but his kairos, his divine intervening, caused it to be our time. Oh, yes, we're praising God. Oh, yes, absolutely. I am praising God. I am praising God in this place of wait. I'm praising God. We are praising God in this place of it's been a long time. We are praising God in this place of problematic. We are praising God in this place of pain. We are praising God in this place of bondage. We are praising God in this place of darkness. We are praising God in this place of terror. We are praising God in this place of grief. We are praising God in this place of torment. We are praising God in this place of toil. We are praising God in this place of hardship. Oh God, we are praising you, Rabasaya, in this place where we are blind. Reveal the blind spots and cause the scales to fall off. We are praising God in the place of overwhelm. We are praising God in the place of underwhelm. We are praising God in the place of unknown. Oh God, we are praising you in the foreign place. We are praising you in the strange place. Oh yes, I hear you, God. It is strange for us to praise if we listen to the report of the situation. It is strange for us to praise if we listen to the report of the circumstance. It is strange for us to praise if we listen to the report of Rebasaya, the situation. It is strange for us to report if we listen to praise if we listen to the report of fear. It is strange for us. It is strange for us to praise if we listen to the report of pride. It is strange for us to praise if we listen to the report of the diagnosis. It is strange for us to praise if we listen to the report of the doctor. It is strange for us to praise if we listen to the report of our bank account. It is strange for us to praise if we listen to the report of our landlord. It is strange for us to praise. It is strange for us to praise if we listen to the report of the society. Oh, it is strange for us to praise. However, there's a strange thing that God does. It's called his miracles, signs, and wonders. When we praise, and when we do the strange thing of praising, we get God's attention. I see in scripture when Jesus marveled at the faith of the centurion. He marveled at the great faith. He marveled. There's only a few times where Jesus marveled. Oh, I'm causing Jesus to marvel at my strange praise. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Woo, Shayerabo, keep me in the valley. Matter of fact, he can change my valley. Change my valley of graves. Come on, Second Chronicles 20, when Jehoshaphat, to the blessing, to the valley of Baraka. Blessing. Oh, he can. Yes, I'm about to release. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. keep us in the valley. What about that valley of dry bones in Ezekiel? Kayesateo in Ezekiel, where the Spirit of the Lord brings Ezekiel to this valley of dry bones, and then life, and then a sound of life begin to happen, and a sound and a rumble of life begin to happen. Oh, Giaraboso, and the dry bones began to quake with life and shake with the roar of a praise unto God, even though scripture didn't say that they prayed. But the praise came in them coming to life. Oh, I'm releasing a praise. We're releasing a praise in this dead place, in this grave place. Oh, in this dry place. Oh, in this lacking place. Oh, we are releasing a praise that is strange for me to praise. Oh, yes, we're getting strange. I'm getting stranger. Hey, yes, yes, yeah. I'm becoming stranger. Because I'm becoming stranger to the eyesight of man, that the eyesight in that of my Father is marveling. That the eyesight of my Father in heaven is stopping and taking sight of this strange girl on the earth. Ayaraboso. Yes. How about we can be, this is the first time this ever came on me, but we can be a burning bush unto God, huh? Can we? Yes, 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 yes. I can be a strange, like where God is now, because my faith is getting God's attention. We see in scripture, faith getting Jesus's attention. We see in scripture, faith pulling Jesus out of a place where he's saying, woman, In the Gospel of John, when he's speaking to his mom, his mother, Mary, goes to Jesus and says, there is no wine. They have no wine. And Jesus says, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother proceeds in the faith place, in the strange place, and says to the servants, whatsoever he had, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water. Now look, Jesus just said that my hour is not yet come. His mom catapulted, pushed him into his hour is here. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Oh, karabosa. I'm going to release a strange praise of faith. May we release a strange praise of faith in this season and in this month that will thrust God into moving in a way, responding to our faith in a way that we're seeing strange things in the form of miracles, signs, and wonders, that we're experiencing the strange, the awe, the marvel of God in his miracles, signs, wonders, supernatural, extraordinary. And so we praise you, God. Yes. And so we praise you, God. For you are the source. And you are the way. And you are the truth. And you are the power. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Vishmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lecha Shalom. God bless you. We'll see you this week, Hour of Power, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a stranger, let's get strange for Jesus. Let's get foolish for Jesus. Let's press and seek by way of our praise, Jesus. And remember, with God, all things are possible. And that's why we praise. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Power with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.